In most conventional power stations, there is a need for cooling towers. Steam emerging from the turbines has to be cooled in the condenser. This is achieved by passing it over pipes containing cool water. This water in turn is heated up and it is necessary to cool it down again before it can be reused. This is done in the cooling towers. There it is sprayed out and drains down through slatted structures as shown in the inset diagram. These structures, with their large surface area, help in the evaporation of some water and the cooling off of the rest. The evaporated water emerges as white plumes from the top of the tower and is a characteristic feature of many power stations. The remaining water can then be reused in the condenser to help cool steam coming from the turbines. It is necessary to cool this water down because the efficiency of the generator depends on having a low temperature in the condenser. However, this does seem essentially wasteful, and it would be much more attractive to use this heat in some other way. This is the basis of district heating schemes which use the waste heat from power stations to provide heating in homes in the vicinity of the power station. There are a few such schemes in existence, but their number is not yet very large.